A Word for Today, Lionsdown's daily podcast to help you abide in Jesus by seeing to it that his word abides in you. Nothing could matter more. This isn't to replace your personal Bible reading and prayer, but rather encourage and help you in it.
In A Word for Today, we're looking at Mark's Gospel, chapter 1. And we've reached the point where yesterday we saw Jesus called his first disciples. Mark is presenting a structured gospel teaching package. He is teaching us wonderful things about the gospel as we go through this material. We've seen so far that the gospel is about the forgiveness of sins. We've seen that Jesus Christ himself began symbolically his ministry by submitting to the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. That is to say, he submitted to undergoing the death, because baptism signifies being put to death and rising to new life. He pictured himself undergoing the death of sinners in order to save them, something that pleased his heavenly Father. And we saw that he proclaimed the gospel of God. And that response to the gospel is seen in discipleship, where Jesus, with amazing authority, appointed his disciples. A picture of the election of God. It's not that man chooses God. It is rather that God chooses man. And the task to which his disciples are called is to become fishers of men, or to use the language of the Great Commission at the end of Matthew's Gospel, to be makers of disciple makers. It's Friday, the 10th of July, and we're going to continue now looking at verses 21 to 28 of Mark chapter 1. And they went into Capernaum, that's a town in the Galilee region near the Sea of Galilee, and immediately on the Sabbath being the Jewish Saturday, the day when people would gather in synagogues to be taught, he entered the synagogue and was teaching. Verse 22, and they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes. That's very interesting, that, isn't it? There we see a very ordinary kind of occasion. We might say it's a Sunday morning, and people have gone to church, and Jesus is the preacher. What's so strange about that? But we see that the teaching that Jesus gave was astonishing to the hearers. Why? Well, according to verse 22, he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes. I guess when the Son of God preaches the word of God, it sounds different from the local vicar, the local rabbi. How does the story continue? Verse 23. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. So here is somebody who has apparently comfortably slept through the sermons of the regular rabbi of the synagogue. But now that Jesus has ascended the pulpit, I'm speaking metaphorically, of course, but Jesus is now giving the teaching, this man is aroused, or rather the unclean spirit within him is aroused. What does the unclean spirit say? Well, verse 24 tells us, what have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, be silent and come out of him. And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, what is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee. You see, what the evil spirit is saying to Jesus in verse 24 is actually very interesting. He's immediately identified Jesus, and he knows that Jesus is to him, to this evil spirit, a hostile force with the power to destroy him. He says, have you come to destroy us? And then he identifies Jesus. This is the realm of magic, where to know the name of your opponent is something significant. And he says, I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Isn't that remarkable demonic testimony to the identity of Jesus? It teaches us that there are no agnostics in hell. Satan is not an atheist. The demons, we might say, are believers. They recognize Jesus instantly. Verse 25, but Jesus rebuked him, saying, be silent and come out of him. And the unclean spirit, convulsing him, crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. So there is an exorcism in the middle of the morning Sabbath service. That must have been quite a dramatic event to happen. And we see in verse 27 that the congregation were all amazed. Now, what is it that amazes them? Well, the first thing is the teaching with authority. We've already seen that in verse 22, for he taught them as one who had authority. So they see that Jesus is an authority in the sense of if somebody has spent their life studying, I don't know, stamp collecting, you might regard them and writing books about it and reading books about it, you might say, well, they were an authority on stamp collecting. You know, nobody knows as much about stamp collecting as that particular person because they spent their life studying it. That's the authority to which I think the congregation is referring. But then they go on and say something else. He commands even the unclean spirits and they obey him. Now, that's a different kind of authority, isn't it? That's not the authority of knowledge. That is the authority of power. Knowledge and power together. Power over unclean spirits that can cast them out. You see, there is a difference, isn't there, between that authority of knowledge and the authority of power. Imagine that you are parked on a double yellow line, you've just stopped briefly, and a policeman comes up to you and says, look, you must move. Now, unless you're very unwise, you are going to do what the policeman says. I mean, you may know the policeman personally and not think much of him, but he is, after all, a policeman. And you know that behind him stands the law and judges and prison officers and all the rest. And his authority is something you would be unwise to cross. He is not somebody you want to antagonize because you know he has power behind him. And that is, I think, the picture of what Jesus has. There is a power behind his teaching that is real, that is supernatural, that can drive out evil spirits, that can separate evil spirits from their victims. And we see in verse 28, and at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee. You see, we're still in the region of Galilee where Jesus started to preach the gospel, but we see now that his fame is spreading everywhere. And the great theme that Mark is presenting to us, I think, in this story is the great theme of authority. You see, the question that the first eight chapters of Mark address is, who is Jesus Christ? The issue is the identity of Jesus. Who is this man? And it is not enough for people simply to say he is the Son of God, although lots of people said that. We saw a demon made that point in this very passage. And later on we'll see there are many other witnesses who attest the identity of Jesus Christ in that way. But it is also to show that he is the Son of God, to show it with a supernatural power that transcends all human authority. Jesus is presenting himself here as the possessor of an authority that alone can be the authority of God. And what that says about the gospel, of course, is that it is something worth listening to because it comes to us with the very authority of God. And we'll see that brought out in the studies that we still have lying ahead this week. Do please join me again tomorrow. Heavenly Father, please would many be struck by the authority of Jesus Christ, not just his knowledge, but his power. We thank you so much for that awesome power that brings to life and delivers. We pray that many would experience that power, and your church would be agents of that power, right here and now, at this time. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
A word for today, helping you abide in Jesus by seeing to it that his word abides in you. This podcast was brought to you by Lionsdown at lionsdown.org.